With KAZU News, I'm Elena Neal-Sachs. After months of delays, the University of California Regents voted Thursday to limit where faculty can post political statements on university websites.
Item J2 is approved.
Though it was first set for a vote in March, the policy underwent multiple changes after concerns were raised over how it would be enforced and which statements it would apply to. The version of the policy that ultimately passed is more watered down than the original. It prevents departments from posting discretionary statements on their website homepages, but it clarifies that statements about academic research are exempt, even if the research touches on political topics. The original version of the policy implied that any statement that could be viewed as controversial would be prohibited from a department's homepage. That's no longer the case, as Regent Jay Suarez, who co-authored the policy, explains.
For example, commentary on the value of vaccines by the School of Public Health, that would be allowed under this policy.
Political statements are still allowed on department webpages that aren't the homepage, but they must be labeled as opinions. During a meeting Wednesday before the official vote, James Steintrager, chair of the Academic Senate, expressed tepid support for the policy.
The Senate considers the current draft a marked improvement over previous drafts and generally consonant with free expression and academic freedom. Now, I will say that the Senate continues to have concerns about implementation and enforcement, and some of the discussion right now has only reinforced those concerns.
Despite these concerns, the policy is now in effect across the UC system. Elena Neal-Sachs, KAZU News.